letters and comments. Questions in this section are from the same seeker from New Jersey. Self-inquiry and quieting the mind. I have finished reading I Am That. It is very powerful and I liked it very much. I have subsequently started to read Talks with Ramana Maharishi every night before I sleep. It is wonderful, but sometimes I have questions relating to some of the talks. These are practice-related questions. 1. Bhagavan's Upadesa is Summa Iru, be still. That is, to quiet the mind. However, while I am doing self-inquiry, I try to find the source of I, actively searching for it. How are quieting the mind and actively searching for the source of I compatible? Does the latter lead to the former? Should I be doing something different? You should actively search within for the source of the I thought. It is like trying to find something that has been lost. When the search is relentless and one-pointed, the I that is searching dissolves into the very source it is seeking. That is the Summa Iru Bhagavan wants us to experience. The investigation by itself will bring about that perfect stillness, which is the Self. Even though we may experience grades of peace while one-pointedly seeking the source by self-inquiry, we should not stop the investigation until the ego has merged. The ego or individual can never find and experience its source. It melts away or dissolves in the process of searching for it. Only then do we realize our true self and break free from the ego illusion. Yes, the latter leads to the former. Editor. Mental tiredness. 2. When I am trying to find the source of I am focusing on my awareness, devoid of any thoughts, and trying to trace it back. Of course, it doesn't get resolved, and I sometimes get mentally tired. Is this the correct method, or should I be doing something different? This is the correct method, but Bhagavan has given instructions about overcoming mental tiredness. In the beginning, one will naturally become mentally tired in pursuing the investigation only. Often, when this happens, many seekers will think this method is not working, become discouraged, and give up the search. That is why Bhagavan has prescribed to some disciples other methods like chanting of stotrams, bhajans, japa, and meditation. He has said that we could continue with these other forms of spiritual practices when one finds investigation too tedious, but we should always keep self-inquiry as the center around which all these other practices revolve. It often happens that a seeker will read about self-inquiry, understand the directness of the method, and devote him or herself to it wholeheartedly. After engaging in this practice for some time and not experiencing the desired result, they may take other methods to focus the mind and keep it engaged in the spiritual pursuit. Then, ultimately, after the mind becomes one-pointed and mature, they will once again take up the method of self-inquiry. But this time, the positive effects of the practice become immediately apparent, as the mind has by then become purified. Bhagavan has said that those who have succeeded owe their success to perseverance. 3. Can jnana be lost after being once attained? This question refers to talk 141. Bhagavan answers, jnana, once revealed, takes time to steady itself. The self is certainly within the direct experience of everyone, but not as one imagines it to be. It is only as it is. So also the self remains wheeled by vasanas and reveals itself when there are no vasanas. Owing to the fluctuation of the vasanas, jnana takes time to steady itself. Jnana cannot remain unshaken side by side with vasanas. Not as one imagines it to be. 4. What does Bhagavan mean by "but not as one imagines it to be"? It is only as it is. By "not as one imagines it to be", Bhagavan simply means that the experience of the self is beyond imagination, beyond thought, and it is only as it is. So it cannot be described, imagined, or known by the mind. 5. How to get rid of the vasanas? Is it a side effect of self-inquiry, or are there some specific practices to target reducing vasanas? Vasanas are not a side effect of self-inquiry. In fact, the investigation ultimately results in their extinction. It is the old vasanas resurfacing in the present and the new vasanas that we create that binds us and obstructs realization. Bhagavan would often mention raga and dvesha as obstacles to realization. Raga is attraction and dvesha is aversion. Both are the result of desire. If we are completely free of desire, the problem is solved. No new vasanas will be formed. About the old vasanas resurfacing, we must learn to sublimate them and not allow them to fester within. The fact is, the more you focus on your true nature, the more you dedicate yourself to the spiritual ideal and spiritual practice, the less these vasanas will manifest. Their power over you will diminish in proportion to the intensity of your spiritual aspiration and practice. Ultimately, in samadhi, all these latent tendencies will be burnt up and you will no longer identify yourself with the doer, the enjoyer, the mind and body. That will be the crown of your efforts.